One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free spirited thing. Find on trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Perched along the rugged coastline of Kennebunkport, Maine, stands a stately building that has witnessed over a century of history. The Colony Hotel, with its grand sweeping porches and panoramic views of the Atlantic Ocean, has long been a symbol of classic New England charm. Since 1914, it has welcomed travelers from all walks of life. Vacationers seeking the fresh sea air, the elite escaping the bustling cities, and families returning year after year to enjoy Maine's quiet beauty. But beneath its picturesque exterior lies a story of intrigue, mystery, and, as many believe, the paranormal. For more than 100 years, guests and staff have whispered about strange occurrences within its walls. Phantoms that linger in the hallways, shadows that seem to move of their own accord, and footsteps echoing in empty rooms. The Colony Hotel was born out of an era when Maine's coastlines became a sought-after destination for the country's wealthiest families. With its grand design, featuring large verandas, classic New England architecture, and a sprawling lawn that stretches down to the ocean, the hotel was meant to offer a luxurious escape. Designed to blend harmoniously with its natural surroundings, it quickly established itself as a destination of choice for vacationers in search of tranquility and beauty. Its spacious rooms, elegant dining spaces, and wide-open views of the sea provided a serene backdrop for those seeking respite from their busy lives. For decades, the hotel was the summer retreat for the well-heeled and influential. Politicians, celebrities, and even members of the Bush family, whose summer home was just down the coast, were among its many visitors. The hotel became woven into the fabric of Kennebunkport's history, a landmark that stood the test of time through changing social scenes and eras. But for all the charm and luxury that the Colony Hotel offered, there were always stories, rumors that some guests, even after their stay ended, had never truly left. Over time, these stories grew into a folklore of their own. Those who stayed at the hotel would occasionally catch glimpses of figures that seemed to vanish as quickly as they appeared. Others would feel a sudden, inexplicable chill while walking the halls, even on the warmest summer days. And still others reported hearing soft footsteps in the night, or the sound of a door closing in an empty room. One of the most enduring tales told about the Colony Hotel is that of the Lady in White. According to local legend, she was a woman who once stayed at the hotel, possibly during its early years of operation. Little is known about her, but the story goes that she died tragically, some say of a broken heart, while others claim it was by more mysterious means. Whatever the case, guests and staff alike have reported seeing her, often late at night, wandering the hotel's long hallways, her figure clad in a flowing white gown. She has been seen standing on the balconies, gazing out at the ocean, as if waiting for someone who never arrived. Those who have encountered the Lady in White describe her as serene, almost sorrowful. She moves silently, often disappearing before those who see her can approach. One guest, staying in a room on the second floor, reported waking in the middle of the night to see the figure of a woman standing by the window, staring out at the moonlit ocean. The guest, startled but unafraid, blinked, and the woman was gone. The next morning, when the guest mentioned the sighting to the front desk staff, they were told they weren't the first to report such an encounter. But the Lady in White is not the only spirit said to roam the halls of the Colony Hotel. The ballroom, once the site of elegant dances and grand parties, is believed to be haunted by more than just memories of a bygone era. Guests have reported hearing the sound of music drifting through the air, even when the room is silent. Some claim to have seen shadowy figures moving about the ballroom as if dancing to a song that only they can hear. These apparitions are often seen out of the corner of one's eye, disappearing when looked at directly. The ballroom itself retains much of its original charm. High ceilings, elegant chandeliers, and a polished wooden floor that has borne the footsteps of countless revelers over the years. But when the lights are low and the hotel is quiet, it becomes a place where the past seems to come alive, if only for a fleeting moment. One of the hotel's most unnerving occurrences is the unexplained sounds that guests frequently report. Footsteps echoing down empty hallways, doors opening and closing on their own, and whispers that seem to come from just beyond the edge of hearing. In the oldest parts of the hotel, particularly near the stairwells, guests often describe feeling as though they are being watched. One guest, who was staying in a room on the third floor, described an experience where they awoke in the middle of the night to the sound of soft knocking on their door. When they opened it, no one was there. But as they stood in the doorway, they distinctly heard footsteps moving down the hall, though the hallway was empty. Other guests have described feeling sudden cold spots as they walked through the corridors, even in the height of summer. These cold spots are often concentrated in specific areas, near the grand staircase or in certain corners of the ballroom. They come and go without explanation, leaving behind a lingering sense of unease for those who experience them. Some skeptics have suggested that these cold spots are merely drafts caused by the old building's architecture. But for those who have felt them, the sensation is far too sudden and chilling to be dismissed so easily. The hotel staff, many of whom have worked at the Colony Hotel for years, are no strangers to these strange occurrences. While some are reluctant to talk about the hauntings, others are more open, sharing stories of their own experiences. One longtime staff member recounted an incident in which they were closing up the hotel late one night. As they made their rounds, turning off the lights and locking doors, they heard the unmistakable sound of footsteps following them down the hallway. Each time they stopped and turned around, the footsteps would stop as well. The sensation of being followed persisted until they reached the lobby, at which point the footsteps simply faded away. In another incident, a housekeeper cleaning one of the rooms reported seeing a figure standing in the doorway. Thinking it was a guest, she turned to ask if they needed assistance, but when she looked again, the figure had vanished. The housekeeper later described the figure as a woman dressed in old-fashioned clothing, her face obscured by shadows. Though shaken by the experience, she continued her work, only to feel a sudden chill sweep through the room moments later. Over the years, the Colony Hotel has attracted the attention of paranormal investigators, drawn by its haunted reputation and the many stories told by guests and staff. Armed with recording equipment, cameras, and other tools of the trade, these investigators have spent nights within the hotel's walls, hoping to capture evidence of the supernatural. Some have reported success, recording strange sounds on their audio devices, soft whispers, faint laughter, and even the occasional cry, Others have captured photographs of blurry figures or strange mists that seem to hover in the air, though these images are often inconclusive. One of the more compelling pieces of evidence collected by investigators comes from an EVP, or electronic voice phenomenon, recording made in the ballroom. During the investigation, one of the team members asked aloud, "Is there anyone here with us?" For a few moments, there was silence. But upon reviewing the recording later, a faint voice can be heard responding, "I'm here." The voice is soft, almost imperceptible. But it is there, a ghostly reminder that perhaps the past still lingers at the Colony Hotel. Despite the many stories and encounters, there are those who remain skeptical. Some argue that the hotel's age, combined with its rich history, makes it a natural setting for ghost stories. The creaking of the floors, the settling of the old building, and the drafts that sweep through its corridors could easily explain many of the reported phenomena. And yet, for those who have seen the lady in white, felt the chill of a cold spot, or heard the sound of footsteps in an empty hallway, such explanations fall short. The Colony Hotel, with its long history and classic New England charm, remains a beloved destination for those seeking a peaceful retreat by the sea. But for those who believe in the supernatural, it is also a place where the past and present seem to blur. A place where the echoes of long-ago guests still linger, their presence felt in the quiet moments between dusk and dawn. As the ocean waves crash against the rocky shore and the wind whistles through the trees, the Colony Hotel stands as a testament to a bygone era, a place where history and mystery are forever entwined. For those who stay at the hotel, the experience is one of timeless elegance, but also perhaps a brush with the unknown. And while the lady in white and the ballroom apparitions may be content to keep their distance, their presence is never far from the minds of those who walk the halls after dark. As the night falls over Kennebunkport and the lights of the hotel flicker in the windows, one can't help but wonder, are the stories of the Colony Hotel merely the stuff of legend? Or do the spirits of its past truly remain?
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.